Big Fatty, thank you very much. You know, you are vulgar and crass and a belching son of a bitch, but you got a heart of gold. And I really think you might be the heart and soul of the Pride 48 community. So despite the belching and the hiccuping and the everything you do in my earbuds, you are a great, great person. And I simply motherfucking adore you. It's the truth. So thank you very much, Big Fatty, and everything that you do.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
A belching son of a bitch.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1029 of the BFO for Monday, the 9th of June, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Yeah, we're going to review the weekend, and there was something in the P.O. box. Hello, Moonies. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Well, I'm going to tell you. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, and y'all, let me just go ahead and tell you right now. Let me tell you right now, it's going to be batshit crazy because today is the full moon. Oh, dear Gussie, Mac Mussie. So y'all just be prepared. Poor Big Fatty. Be prepared, y'all. It's just going to be batshit crazy. And y'all, speaking of batshit crazy, dear Gussie, y'all, it is time for our contest, and as you know, all you have to do is guess the number of phone calls from Miss Kathy Bacon that were played either fully or partially on the little show in 2011. Y'all, that is the number that the Fat One has on record, which may be not necessarily the actual number. Don't say that. These are the rules. Anyway, there's one entry per person. Big Fatty, I'm so glad you pre-recorded this. It'd be right. One entry per person, and you send it via e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Y'all, now the guest closest to the actual number of calls without going over will win the $21 cash prize. If there's a tie, we'll put all those with the closest guess. Correct guess into a colostomy bag, and we'll draw a winner. And the deadline is Friday, January 13th. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that means that it is this Friday is the last time that you can get your guess in. And y'all, the guesses have been pouring in, let me just tell you. And y'all, I don't have any idea. I have saved all the calls, y'all, I'll count them up after the deadline passes, so as not to influence anyone one way or another. But y'all, let me just tell you, the guesses are all over the map, and y'all, I'm kind of excited to hear how many there are also. Now, y'all, let's see. What did we do? Friday night, I came home, and I was... I just became a sloth. I just decided I am going to bed. And, y'all, I turned on the television machine, and I just piddled around and went to bed early. And anyway, kind of tossed and turned Friday night. Friday wasn't the best day in the coal mine, but you know, you move forward. And Saturday, I was a sloth again. And as the day progressed, old Vader brought me some cookeries, y'all. He was a bacon queen. He was the bacon queen, and he made cookeries. It was some sort of. He told me what was in them. It was butter, and oatmeal, and chocolate, and craisins. And y'all, I think it's the Paula Deen cookery. So anyway, but y'all, it's delicious. I had one of those. Sunday morning with McCaffrey. Y'all, and speaking of the coffee, you know, I always like to fix it the night before. Well, y'all, you know, I pour the water in there, and right after I've cleaned the pot, I pour the water in there, and then, you know, I clean the other pieces, and then they air dry, and then I fix the coffee and the filter and all that kind of stuff. Well, y'all, normally I leave the pot over at the coffee machine once I fill it up. Well, y'all, for some reason, I didn't do that. So I filled up the coffee pot again, and y'all started pouring it into the machine, and y'all, there was water going everywhere. Everywhere. I couldn't figure out because I kept looking, going, why can't I see what the level of the water is? So I was looking at that rather than looking at the machine. And y'all, it took me about 20 minutes to clean up 10 cups of spilled water. And y'all, it was a mess. It was just a mess. It was just a mess. And after I did that, you know, it was all okay then. And then I went out on Saturday night and saw Granny and Miss Porter. Y'all, that's the first time I'd seen them in 3 weeks. And they were, because, you know, last time I saw them was at the horror crema party. And what is that? That's some shishameat rice. Yes, Big Freddy. I know Peter G likes that shishameat rice, or he likes to talk about it anyway. Y'all, speaking of Peter G, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was the Seda 69. And what do Peter G and the Seda 69 have in common? Well, y'all, I have now written all the crema cards, and I will be placing them into the United States Postal Service later today on Monday. And if you had sent Big Fatty a card, there'll be one on the way. And y'all, by the way, if you sent a card and I haven't read it yet, then you know there's a problem. That's all I've got to say. But y'all, after I went to the group, on my way home, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. And y'all, when I went by there, there were two boxes in there. Well, and one of them is from the Amazon. And y'all, I don't know why there are all these rubber bands on it. But there's one from the Amazon and one from the JAF shipping department in Brooklyn, New York. Y'all, it's so nice they named it twice. Big Freddy, that is not what that means. So y'all, I don't know what this is all about. But y'all, I will say this. As poopy as I was feeling on Friday night on Saturday, y'all, I have to say that writing in the crema cards on Sunday just lifted my spirit something fierce. And so I'm very happy. I'm very happy about that. Now, y'all, here's the first one. Oh, dear Gussie, what is this? Ah! Y'all, I don't know who it's from. Who does it? Does it say who it's from on here? It came from a lesbian in Tennessee. Y'all, it's a pizza pie cutter. Just like the one that that Casey in Denver has sent to me. Y'all, I can't believe it. I went from zero to two. And y'all, there's nothing in here saying who it's from. That's odd. Well, thank you, whoever sent me the second pizza pie cutter. And, well, that's just lovely. And I still don't have any pizza pies to cut. But y'all, it's exactly the same one that Casey in Denver sent me. That's lovely. And y'all, that's two of them now that I've got that are entirely too expensive. But anyway, let's just say, is it Big Fatty Online? But it doesn't say anything about who it's from. I don't know. I just don't know. And now, y'all, I'm going to open this other one here. And y'all, it says Fragile, Handle with Care. Oh, dear, I see. So, and y'all, this does not look like a pizza pie cutter. So anyway, y'all, this has been the year of the strange not strange gifts, but the abnominous gifts. And so y'all, thank you abnominous for the pizza pie cutter. That's lovely. So, oh dear, Gussie, what is this? All right, here we go. Wait a minute, there's a packing slip in here. What does this say? This says. Ah! Y'all, this is from that Peter G. Speaking of that Peter G, y'all, Peter G is. Y'all, you know, I talked to you. I told you that I went in the store prior to meeting up with that, not that Peter G, but that other Peter, the Apollonius. And Apollonius, I was in the store and they had the Cheerios boxes of crema ornaments. Well, y'all, that's what Peter G has sent to me now. He has sent me a Cheerios crema ornament. Oh, that's lovely, Peter G. And I never did. You know, I went back up there the day after crema, and y'all, it was so jam-packed that I didn't even, I mean, I would have been in line for an hour. And so I never got back up there after that. So, but it's the Cheerios box, and y'all, it's got the Santa Claus hat on it. And Peter G, that's just lovely. So, okay, now I'm just amazed and flabbergasted. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about how when you get gassy you flabber. All right, I'm putting the scissors up. So anyway. Oh, Lordy. Well, thank you, whoever sent the pizza pie cutter, number two. And Peter G, thank you for the Cheerios crema ornament. That's just lovely. You know, it's just, I am constantly amazed at the kindness of all of you. And the generosity of all of you. And y'all, I haven't added them up. In fact, I'm going to go over here and get them right now. We're going to add them up right now. Big Fatty, don't do that. You're in the middle of a show. You should be talking to the people instead of getting up and walking away from the microvoice. Then they're not going to be able to hear a damn word you're saying. And okay, y'all, but I have got a stack of crema cards here. And y'all, I'm just going to count them. Because somebody asked me how many crema cards I had, and y'all, it's too late to do another contest. Because y'all, after we finish this contest on Friday, y'all, it'll be time to start the number one fan contest for 2012. So, and you know, y'all, that will conclude at halftime of the Boopa Soul, the big game, on the 5th of February. Y'all, we'll have to get going on that here pretty soon. So, but y'all, I'm just gonna count how many cards I receive. 1, 2, 3. Big Fatty, this is lovely hearing you count. 4, 5, 6, 7. That was Peter G's card. 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, Big Fatty, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Y'all, some of these are vulgar. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, oh dear, Gussie, 34, 35, 36, 37, there's that singing kitty cat, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, and more singing kitty cats, 47, 48, 49, 50, dear Gussie, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62. Dear Gushy Big Funny, that's almost your age. Y'all, I cannot believe it. 62 damn cards. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. All of you. Oh, and you know, there's still glitter. There's still glitter falling out of it. I'm going to have to get the damn vacuum cleaner out again. Because, anyway. Oh! Oh, dear Gushy. Anyway. Y'all, I am just... That just boggles the mind. That just boggles the mind, y'all. I just can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. And y'all, that doesn't include the gift debts. It might include some of the gift debts, but not all of them by any means. But y'all, I'm just overwhelmed. Overwhelmed at the generosity of the lovies. Betty, don't say that. Let's see. What else was I going to talk about today? Oh, y'all, there's a new show that I didn't tell you about. Let me just see what it is. It's in my TiVo right here. I can't remember the name of it right now. My shows. It's called Work It. It's called Work It. And y'all, it is evidently about the drag queens. No, it's not about the drag queens. It's kind of like, you know, that old show, The Bosom Buddies. Betty, we don't need to hear about your bosom. The men have to dress up for something. I hadn't seen it yet, but y'all, it looks like it's gonna be kind of cute. So anyway, yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Y'all, on the other thing I did on Saturday evening, I went over. No, was it Saturday evening or Friday evening? Yeah, I think it was Friday evening. I was in the bed, and y'all, that Gavin, from the Stick It With a Poke. Y'all, they started talking about being fat, and there was a group of them that went over there. The Faye driver was over there, because, you know, y'all, he's huge. He is enormous, just huge. But speaking of that, Faye driver, you know, you think you sent me a voice letter, but you didn't attach the voice letter to the e-letter, so get on it again. Y'all, he was so proud of himself that he had finally sent me a voice letter, but he forgot to attach it. Poor Big Freddy. But y'all, then we started talking about vulgar things. I don't remember what else we talked about, but y'all, they got off that topic of being fat as soon as Big Fatty came in the room. But it was that veritable Virgo over there. Was veritable Virgo over there? Yeah, I think he was. I don't remember. And Mike up there in the Squamish, BC, he was there. And the big old Larry Queen, the Q Sledge. And by the big old, I don't mean, you know, ginormous, but, you know, Larry Queen. As in Big Old Queen. Gavin was there. And who else was there? There was somebody else there, too. Oh, George in Atlanta, y'all. And please, please have a moment of silence for George in Atlanta, because his Atlanta Falcons got the ass beat. Oh, dear Gussie. In the sports ball game. He's going to need your support, y'all. He's going to be bewildered and downtrodden, or I don't know what the hell he's gonna be, but anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely full moon, and y'all also send a little note over there to that Hat M, y'all, because I think he has decided that he's not gonna do his little live shows anymore. But y'all, it takes a lot to put all that together and all. So, but y'all, show your support to that Hat M and to Mr. Zen. All you gotta do is go over there and just say,
"A belching son of a bitch."
Well, that may not be the best thing to say to him, but you could.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.